This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And I did tell you, Guti, at 12 Giyonage Lunch Convo, we are going to have that interview. We do have our newly elected president, SRC president, actually joining us live right now. And we do have also his counterpart is going to be joining us live. But before we go there, I want us to go to this side because this is very important, Guti. I play this right before the interview.
Program director, vice chancellor, members of council, student leaders, academic and non-academic staff, fellow students, ladies and gentlemen, I greet you all in the name of struggle, service, and progress. I deem it appropriate and necessary to begin by applauding fighters in the EFF Youth Command for entrusting me with this crucial responsibility to lead MUT students. This opportunity is not mine alone, but belongs to every fighter out there who believes in the power of collective struggle, unity, and progressive change. We gather here today not only to mark the beginning of the new SRC administration, but also to renew our commitment to the ideas of justice, equality, and access to education for all. Mangosuthu University of Technology is not just a place of learning. MUT carries a deep and rich history. It has stood as a beacon of hope, attracting students from historically disadvantaged backgrounds, and has been a vessel for social mobility and transformation. It is for that reason that I call upon all stakeholders in all our engagements and decisions to always remain cognizant of this history, to remember that every decision made here must reflect the needs, struggles, and the aspiration of students. Fellow comrades, we must also take this opportunity and confront the harsh realities facing us. The crisis of student accommodation, the defunding of students, and other systematic challenges are not abstract issues. They are lived experiences that undermine the very future of our beloved institution. We refuse to accept this as normal.
Yes, that was the voice of our newly elected SRC President Mdumisani Ongakhongo, who is actually joining me live right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. I'm just going to quickly welcome him. Sir, welcome to MUT Radio.
Greetings to everyone who's listening, and thank you for inviting us, Program Director.
Yeah, it's all program director. It's always an honor. So maybe we should start here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm great. I'm along here with my SRC faculty officer. We've championed some issues. So when I'm walking down the aisle, I'm feeling like John Cena, you know,
Yes, also you said you were joined by someone else who is the faculty officer, Uputi Simpiwe Wakakhumalo, also joining us live right now. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so maybe if we can start with you, President. So it's been a week now since you've been elected. Maybe what are some of the changes that you have seen about yourself?
Some of the changes I've seen about myself is when we were running for the SRC, when we were candidates, we used to have this idea of saying, of thinking that when we are engaging with stakeholders, we are there to demand. But what I've noticed is that we do not demand. You firstly have to engage in a nice manner, in a polite manner, in a manner that even though since mina ngumZulu yabo, it's much cooler. We teach it to respect. So there's a manner, and before you demand, you must engage with stakeholders or whoever, and so when we meeting in, and then masubon, okay, fine. Our voices were not yet enough, so we have to take it to another level. But I've noticed that I'm a person who is very sharp in engagement.
Oh, that is nice. Now, maybe your term has just started. Yeah. So maybe what are some of the changes that you are looking forward to or in making, maybe different from what the previous SRC has done?
perhaps if you could recall kahle kulokhuzana kwi inauguration speech that I made during my inauguration with my SRC. I've once mentioned the issues, the burning issues at MUT. First of all, the issue, the pandemic of first come and first serve. Like I did mention that students are not customers in a supermarket. People were 40% of MUT are stakeholders for the institution to continue operate. So as the president or the newly elected president, I'm here to ensure that students will not be enforced to first come, first serve. That's issue number one. Number two, as the newly elected SRC, we're here to communicate with students. We've seen that during this year, students, we had to guess whether the allowances would be injected today or when. We had to guess what was happening on campus. There are many things that were not communicated in the proper manner between the management of this institution and the students, who are stakeholders of this institution. So I will ensure together with my SRC that we're here to update students. So this is how, this is our next step. This is what is going on campus. And the MUT management, they must not take decision without informing the SRC, because that is what has been allegedly happening before. So we're not here to sleep with the management, but the management must ensure that before they communicate with students, we are ones who are representing the students, so they have to bring the issue to the table of the president and the SRC so that we can discuss the, because we are here to represent students, not ourselves. We are not hungry, so the management must never try to prep us. We are here to represent the students so that every decision made is on the aspiration of students.
Now, that is very insightful. Now, we are also joined by Yusin Pio, who is the faculty officer. Maybe before we get too deep, maybe because most of people, most Yabantu, they only know the president, but you are the faculty officer. Maybe if you can enlighten us on what a faculty officer is and what is your role.
Firstly, I'd like to say greetings to you all. As they said, I'm Simpio Kumala, faculty officer. So my role here is to represent students' issues based on their academics. So I'm here as a faculty officer, so to be committed or to being a bridge between the students and their academic opportunity that can change their future. So my role is to ensure that the time of students, they are acquiring that knowledge, but about growing and thriving and finding their needs. So as I'm here, as I've deployed as faculty officer, I promise to be here for students, to listen to their aspirations and challenges and their ideas, whether it's academic guidance, whether it's personal struggles, or whether or opportunities they've keen to explore so that they can change their future. So all in all, as faculty officer, all I can promise is I promise to represent their voices where decisions are made in forums. I promise to represent their voices in forums where decisions are made, ensuring that their needs and feedback and the experience that they are being offered. So all in all, I promise to be there for my students. Yes.
Yes, so maybe I can ask this. I know it's too early. Maybe we will just mention one. Maybe what are some of the plans maybe that you have to enhance academic support and performance within the faculty?
I have a lot of plans so far. Yet I've drafted some of the plans, but then all in all, we will as I'm here with my president, we would like to ensure that everything is going to go accordingly. So as we ngithi njengoba sila sizorepresent ama students ekurepresenteni kwethu ama students kunama plans abesihlele ukuthi sizokwenza ngawo, since siyazi ukuthi izinto eziyinkinga kakhulu academics, the issues of OG20, the issues of DP. So kunama students that cannot qualify to go and write, so we can go and engage, as the president said, as he's good and like he's good in negotiating with the management, and we can negotiate. And then yet we've championed a lot of issues. So plan our students, they will see along the way, and we promise we'll make sure ukuthi konke kuyenzeka.
Now, thank you very much, faculty officer. Maybe just to get back to you, President, we've seen a lot of issues in the past between, like, transparency between the SRC and the students. Maybe a statement of Sopuma, maybe after months, maybe if I can take it down that line, maybe what are your plans maybe to keep students involved in the SRC activities and informed?
Thank you very much. No, as a leader of the Student Representative Council, with my Secretary General, I think we're here to ensure, to make history, so that students in coming years must know that Android nominated, they've shifted, they've changed. Currently, more checker, the reason why there is miscommunication between the SRC and AMA students is because AMA statement of SRC are issued through WhatsApp and Facebook. Some of the students cannot access those things through WhatsApp because perhaps, for example, on WhatsApp, no Grace. But having the daily statement, Grace won't see the statement. So as the Student Representative Council, why to ensure, or as president, I will ensure that AMA statement of the SRC are accessible by each and every student through the variety of social networks, such as zotholakala WhatsApp, zotholakala Facebook, zotholakala through AMA student email of AMA students. And this statement will not be a message that is drafted through WhatsApp. Kuzoba an official statement with a letterhead of the institution. This is legit, because if this was kept through WhatsApp, even other students who are not leading may confuse students by providing information that is not correct. So to ensure that might not happen during our term, Sizo Wenza Show with a statement, Sizo Puma, with a formal letter from the SRC's offices, and send a letterhead that is signed by the executive SRC. So by Sizo Wenza Show with a communication between the SRC and the students is strengthened.
That is very interesting. Now, we know the elections were this past month, and we can say that the percentage of voters was very low. So maybe what message would you like to pass along to maybe the students who didn't vote, who have lost faith in the student leadership?
There are a lot of students. They say, well, I'm not going to vote because the current SRC did not do this, what they promised us. So during our manifesto presentation, we did mention that we're here to champion issues. So after the day I was inaugurated with my SRC, there was a pending issue of NSFAS. I managed together with my SRC to champion that issues. So There are very few students who might say that we didn't receive our allowances. The institution was going to inject allowances on Monday, but we managed to take back the date back to Thursday, which is Mhlanga 2. So because Mangatuama students have received our allowances on Mhlanga 6, it was going to be an issue because our students receive our allowances on the 2nd of every month. So which means when we are budgeting, the budget to Mhlanga 2, we are getting mal. So if the institution is extending from 2 to 6, which means students are going to starve in my residence. So we've once challenged that issue and we championed it. So to ensure that there is a communication, I think we will work hand in hand with the MUT rate because we recognize Msebenzi wenu nenza. So sizowenza sure ukuthi statement must phuma ngapha na ka MUT rate, sizofika sizoba update ukuthi mhlambe kuma headlines nani kune issue kanje noma i SRC ibifisa ukucommunicate na ma students 1 or 2 or 3.
Oh, that is very. Now, with the issue of allowances, now is there going to be a specific date, because we've seen dates changing from this to this to that?
The date was proposed by the EFF Youth Command. So if we are usunesikhathi nyana njengami la emangosuthu uzokwazi ukuthi ama dates behlele shintsha. But when the EFF Youth Command came into power in 2019, they proposed umhla ka 4, which means because asifuni ukuthi mhlambe sesiko spa sesiphushana nabantu abasebenzana nani noma abantu abahola iqolo kanjalo kanjalo, so umhla ka 4 is the better date. But mangabe sekulida i term ka SMG as u secretary, as u treasurer general, he proposed the second of every month, so thina will ensure that umhla ka 2 noma whatever i date u treasurer general azobona ukuthi yone right from ama students, and then yona date nje ngeke izishintshe, uyabo. Sometimes it happened ukuthi umhla ka 2 uzoba nge weekend, so chaza ukuthi we cannot inject ama allowances nge weekend, so sizothi kuyihlehlisa nakhona lapha ama students will not guess ukuthi that is how we're going to inject ama allowances. There will be a proper communication that ama allowances or umhla ka 2 sonto nge weekend ama allowances will be injected prior that date.
Now, thank you very much for that answer. Now, before I let you go, this question goes to both of you. Maybe what do you hope to leave behind at the end of your term?
As a president, I want to leave a legacy, even for the students that we once have a president who was called to Android, and he implemented 1, 2, 3, and leyo nto esizoyi-implementa izinto ezizokwazi ukuthi zi-assiste ama students, not now, even in the future. And MUT in a mission yokuthi sikhule nathi sifane namanye ama-institutions, singabi nje imangosuthi yasemlaze, yabo. That is why I once mentioned it during my inauguration speech that I will engage with relevant stakeholders ukuthi nathi si-elevate our institution so that will be recognized by other institutions.
As faculty officer, engingakusho mina ukuthi as ngingenile as faculty officer, ngifisa ukuthi those students who didn't register past years due to some circumstances or due to some challenges, ngifisa ukuthi ngayo yonke indlela I'm willing to help them ukuthi ba register, and I'm willing to represent students ukuthi kuyo yonke izinto abayifisa academically they can get those things. So all in all, I can say my door is always open. My aim is to empower you to define your journey, challenge boundaries, and turn your aspirations into reality. I believe in each one of you, and I'm excited to walk this path with you. All in all, let's shape this experience together, one that's vibrant, inclusive, and filled with possibility. Thank you.
Dialogue pause.
Yeah.
If you want to eat and the dishes are dead, what do?
You wash them.
Exactly. So as the newly elected SRC, when we came into power,
the dishes were dead. Okay.
So our first step is to clean the dishes so that they will be ready for others to come and eat. So as the president, we are soon going to call a mass meeting that will invite all relevant stakeholders, even the vice chancellors will be there, and we need students to come and participate so that as much as we are aware of some pending issues of the institution, but we need students, especially the general students and the comrades, to come and raise issues that we're facing, whether in residence, externally, or here in this institution. So participating in the SRC mass meeting will make sure that each and every issue in this institution is being, or the SRC is being aware that there are these issues. Perhaps if you could check our manifesto presentation, is only one page, but when you can really check or do perhaps things like ukuthi ama issues mangakanani, ungathola ukuthi singabhala 5 pages. So I would like to humbly request ama students to come and participate kwi mass meeting ukuze bezokwazi ukuraise ama issues, sibe aware as SRC ukuthi okay, kunama issues akanje kanje kanje. And for the stakeholders, ukuthi kungabe ngathi thina as SRC we want to chow money or must request izinto ezidinga imali sifuna for our own benefits, but to be aware that students, even the general students, bayazisho lezi nkinga 1, 2, 3. Yeah, ilokho nje.
Wow. Thank you very much, Bafetsi, for joining us on MET Radio. That was the newly elected SRC President, Mdumisani Khonkco, joined by his faculty officer, Usimphiwe Wakakhumalo, joining us live on MET Radio. We thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. If you
This is an MET Radio podcast.